tuition is free. Do you want to know the Bible better? Are you a Sunday school teacher, deacon, or a Christian seeking to know God's Word? Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE for more information. CTU, training ministry workers since 1982. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on 3 regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these 3 stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258, Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues today, we're dealing with an issue that I believe each and every one of us needs to consider, confront, and make a determination. Should we have Bible in our public schools classrooms? Our previous caller, just before the news break, asking about making mention of whether or not we should have public schools. I've said no for years and years and years because it gives the government our taxpayer dollars and allowing them to say what that child can learn and what he cannot learn. And I believe it's time we get back to the centrality of biblical truth, biblical basics, and what we're having available to teach to our kids today. This is the reason the program Lifewise, mm-hmm. She keep trying to call it Lifeway. Lifewise Academy, getting into schools across America, where they're training students in the Bible. We have Rihanna Sanford with us. Rihanna, how did you become involved in this?
You know, it's funny. It all started with an Instagram reel. The world of social media, right? I mean, sometimes it is really good for awesome things. But I did. I came across it one day as on an Instagram reel, and I immediately got excited about it for 2 reasons. One, I have seen the degradation of our youth happening over the course of many years. I was involved with youth ministry for many years, and it's always very heartbreaking for me to watch children not know that, not know, one, their Creator, and number 2, that He has a divine and awesome purpose for them. Mm-hmm. And so when I heard that children were going to be offered the Bible on a weekly basis during the school day, it just excited me right away. And I wanted to know how we could move the ball forward to have it here in Duval County. One thing led to another, and I ended up sending in an application for the program director, and by God's grace, I was offered the position, so here I am.
Amen. It's a long story, but short to summarize, I am thankful for your position with that. In your opinion, is there a need, and we've gone around the peripheral, from your position, in your opinion, is there a real need for Bible to be taught in the public school system? And if so, why?
Well, I agree. I say yes. Mm-hmm. I say yes. One, because of the whole, just for this historical value that the Bible gives us. Even secular historians believe that the Bible is the best source that they have for ancient times historical accounts. So even just for that, why are we not using the Bible even just for that,
right?
You know, in public schools. But number 2, because it does offer such valuable truth and what we call absolute truth.
Yeah.
Of course, people will debate whether the Bible includes that or not as absolute truth, but we understand what happens to people when they don't follow something as simple as the Ten Commandments.
Yes.
We see the negative impact, you know, that has on people when they don't, when they're lawless people. And so, I think personally that it should be there. And I think that the schools have been injured as a result of it being pulled out.
Absolutely. So there's a basic question that I'm sure our listeners are perhaps nibbling around the edges on even now. If we have, and there's no such thing as separation of church and state, there's no wall of separation of church and state in our Constitution or any of our founding documents. That being said, how does LifeWise Academy circumvent, get around that issue mm-hmm. that is so prevailing today in our public mindset?
Yes. It is a law that's actually built in the Constitution called Released Time Religious Instruction. And it's a 1952 Supreme Court law that basically says that children can be allowed to be released for a time to receive religious instruction as long as it follows three criteria. Those three criteria are that it must take place off school property, the biblical education. It must be privately funded, meaning no federal monies are used, and it must be parental permitted. And so those are the three criteria that LifeWise Academy abides by and functions. That's the way that we are allowed to be able to come to the school, grab some students whose parents have allowed them to leave campus, take them off campus to a nearby church to teach them a good 45 minutes, you know, lesson or so, and bring them back to continue their school lessons.
So you touched on it. And before we take our next caller, give a little more, identification. How is this done? From start to finish, I'll start it. LifeWise Academy gets to the campus where you've got students that are enrolled for the program. From that point, pick it up and tell us what you do.
Sure. Well, we have volunteers that are trained and will be with us, and one of those volunteers will basically go and they'll sign out each student that is coming with us to learn the LifeWise lesson for that day. They will sign them out, and then they will come with us. We will hop on a bus or on a van or a shuttle of some sort, and then we will go to that nearby church who has graciously said, yes, you may use our building so that you can give the biblical truth to these children and give them their lesson, and then hop on back on the bus, shuttle, or van back to school, and then the volunteers will also sign them back in, making sure that everyone is accounted for.
Now, a question that must be answered, asked and answered, that I'm sure parents are listening today, and they're asking the question, are these people, of course they're volunteers, are they vetted, are they safe? Would you trust your child with them? How do we know that's the case?
Sure. Yeah, they are all thoroughly background checked. Mm-hmm. Thoroughly background checked and also trained. So they go through a training that LifeWise requires them to go through once the background check is done. And we always, you know, everyone always has their, you know, preferences of what they would like, but we want volunteers that are coming in. They love children, number one. Number two, they love the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So when I'm interviewing these volunteers and teachers, because we also do put our teachers through a good thorough training as well, I want to make sure that they're someone who's going to be very comfortable with the kids. Okay, with these kids and with the Bible being taught to these kids. And so they're not just people who are just good with kids. They're people who love kids and they love the Word of God. And so, yes, they're thoroughly background checked and people that I would trust.
Okay.
You know,
let's just tie up the loose ends with that. The leaders, the drivers, the counselors, i.e. teachers,
yes,
are background checked,
yes, sir,
and authenticated,
yes,
as being safe for the kids.
Yes, sir.
And secondly, from the standpoint, and I would think of this, parents may or may not, but so answering a question that some parents may be asking in their minds, while in transit, are the drivers and the buses and the vans insured so that child and that parent is,
yes,
safe, and that the parent will feel comfortable with saying okay?
Yes, we have some pretty thorough security checks in place,
cool,
that are done on the vehicles. Also that, and many of these same security checks and policies and things are the same as what school districts would also be requiring, to be honest with you. A lot of checks that are done on a regular basis on the vehicles, certain things, we know that they have to have the belts, right? They have to have a fire extinguisher on the, you know, the, all of the things, right? And then also, yes, from the drivers to the teachers to the volunteers. There was one thing that came across my mind, and then, of course, I lost it. I think the main thing for people, their concern is for safety. And I just, you know, I'll always point right back to, it's the same kind of safety protocols that people are very used to
very
when it
good.
Comes to.
I'd like to hear that.
Yes.
I believe Bob's on the line. Bob, go over the question or comment, please.
Okay. Forgive me if you've already talked about this, but I would think that the devil would not be happy with what you're doing. And I'm wondering if you've come under any demonic attack.
Well, definitely some spiritual warfare has happened. And, you know, surprisingly, there's been not as much organization or support yet from even inside what we call the body of Christ. And so we're still even really looking for a lot more interaction from our area churches and support from people who are, you know, they might be bigger churches in the area or whatever, but we really are, we're not just fighting against you know, the world and their ideas and their, you know, not really wanting us to come get kids and all that, all of that. But we're also fighting against, I think, what's, you know, kind of in the church, in the Western civilized church, a lot of times we kind of get into a lot of church business type of stuff. And so there's a lot of walls that we're kind of having to break down a little bit. But you know what? Here's what we know. We know that the Lord has called LifeWise Academy to Duval County, and we know that the victory is already ours, that he's already gone before us and fought every battle for us on our behalf and won. So yeah, it's, as the scripture says, we're victorious in all things in Christ.
Amen.
Jesus. Amen.
Good. Bob, thank you so much for your call. God bless you today. Rihanna, let me ask you a question. Is it possible that you could take a moment and just share some experiences and the impact that LifeWise has had on other communities?
Sure. So as I said before, we are active right now in 35 states. 35 out of 50 ain't bad, and it's growing all the time. But some of the things that we love to hear about are stories of children who are enrolled, many of them, like I said, unchurched. The excitement they feel when they get their first Bible. LifeWise gives Bibles to the elementary school students, and we supply them with a Bible, and their very own Bible, and many a times they're very, very excited to get that. We've heard stories of full families coming to the Lord just because their child was enrolled in LifeWise. At the beginning of the year, I recall a story, a child was enrolled, and they really came home every week, just, you know, couldn't wait to come home and tell their parents about what they learned at LifeWise that day, on their LifeWise day. And by the end of the school year, the whole family was baptized, mm-hmm, you know, because of the fact that they were all now brought into a saving knowledge of Christ. And those are the things that we really feel that burden of creating lasting change, a change that relates to eternity, right? This is really about eternity for so many people. And going back to, I think, Wesley's call, something that came to mind about why are we even still messing with public schools? Well, there's probably a couple different answers, but I see it as these children, there's a huge mission field in the public schools. There's a lot of children there that have calls. They have calls on them. And many of us feel called to continue to and work like LifeWise Academy because we want to be a part of bringing the harvest in.
Amen.
And there's a lot of harvest to bring in here in Duval County. And so, you know, just really having that kind of impact, what we're seeing in other states and other counties where they're already active, they've been active for several years, lots of people coming to know the Lord, lots of people being able to use the Word of God as their shield, as their sword of faith, and turning their lives around because the gospel, as we know, transforms people.
Amen. Good answer. I like that. A couple of questions that comes to mind when you're saying that. What has been the response of the Duval County School Board toward your presentation and what you're doing?
Yeah, so I initially started trying to touch base with the superintendent early on when I was hired, as we were trying to do to just to make sure that there's a good, clean, and clear level of communication.
Yes.
And so I was not able to get to the super. You know, I was not able to ever get a response from the superintendent. And so by the time that I was, it was already out that LifeWise was coming to Duval. And then a lot of the dejectors, a lot of the people who were objecting to LifeWise coming to Duval started to come out. And they had to absolutely look at what LifeWise was doing at that point. And after looking at the law and having their attorneys look at the law, they really realized that they have to abide by the law, which says that, especially in the state of Florida, because we are a shall state, students shall be released for religious time, release time religious instruction, as long as it abides by those three criteria, which LifeWise Academy does. So you could say that they are neutral, meaning they cannot encourage it, but they also cannot discourage it. So that's kind of where they are.
All right, then you're waiting now, and I'm using that term, not yours, you're waiting now for the Lord to open doors for those presentations in the classroom to recruit, if I'm using the right term, students.
Yeah, we don't really need to do presentations in the classroom. I don't know that we would be allowed to do presentations in the classroom. But as we are allowed to do church presentations within remember, a lot of it is community driven from having interactions with different volunteers and people volunteers and supporters from the church in particular. And so what happens is as word kind of gets around, we are allowed to be able to spread information within churches. We also can give our permission slips so that when parents hear about LifeWise, either at their church or some other community event or something of that nature, we can give them the enrollment form, basically, not the enrollment form, but participation form that basically we can go on and take to the principal and say, hey, we've got these five parents at this school who want to enroll their children in LifeWise Academy. We need to come up with a time and a day so that we can come in and get them. And that's when the principal has to work with us.
Yeah.
They have to work with us whether they're excited about it or not. They have to work with us, and we're excited to work with them and make it as as convenient as possible. We don't come into the schools to be a distraction at all. We won't even come during what's called a main, study, a topic of study. We don't come during math or reading or language or anything like that. We come during an elective time or during lunch, and we will work with them as best as we can so that we're a blessing to the school, not a distraction.
Very well stated. One of the things that I think most, if not many, many if not most, of the listeners, parents, would ask the question, with the curriculum, let's talk about the curriculum. Is the curriculum denominationally driven?
No.
Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian, et cetera?
No, sir.
Tell us about the curriculum.
Yes, that's a question we get a lot. It is not driven by any particular denomination or sect, you know, of the Christian faith, so to speak. We start in Genesis and go through Revelation, and we specifically highlight the character traits within the many Bible stories and lessons and things that are there for us to grab. So if you're in, for example, if you're in Genesis, you know, there's a number of character traits that we could pull out, but, you know, faithfulness, gratitude, generosity, love, kindness, respect. There's just an endless amount of moral and character type of traits that we can pull out from the Bible, as we know, but we really are gospel centered. And so that's one thing that we all, as you know, as we have our different Methodist, you know, Baptist or whatever, we can all agree that Jesus was born of a virgin, yes, and that he died on the cross for our sins so that we could have eternal life with him and be forgiven of our sin. We all agree on that. And that's really what drives our curriculum, is that gospel-centeredness and pulling out all of those character traits that that are available there.
Well stated. Well, a bottom line question, how can our listeners get involved? What is your call of action? What do they need to do? Of course, pray and ask God to open the doors.
Absolutely.
What else can our listeners do?
Yeah, well, one thing that I want to really encourage you, everyone in our area, is to pack out the theaters for this movie.
Yes.
The movie will inspire you for sure, but it also will just give you a lot more practical information and truth around how the Bible was removed and the impact that that has had. And because that will really give people a really fantastic idea and understanding of why we need something like LifeWise Academy in our area. So that's the first thing that's coming up here on October 23rd. Tickets are already being sold, so you want to make sure that you go in and grab it, because it's that one night showing. So don't wait to the last minute to grab your tickets. I do know that there's at least 6 theaters here in Jacksonville that's showing that movie. So that's one thing that you can do as a call to action. The next thing that you can do is go to lifewise.org/DuvalFL. And go there and just look through. When you click, there's going to be a varied buttons there for you to click. One is called Join the Team. And you can go and you can look and see, do I feel called to be a volunteer or a board member? We're still looking for a couple of male board members to join us and our board. Or a teacher, possibly. Or maybe you want us to come to your church. Maybe you would like for us to share more about LifeWise so that you can get your church involved. And maybe you'd like to open your doors of your church so that we can have a place to be able to bring the children to learn their biblical education lessons on a weekly basis. Those are the main ways that we're looking for people to get involved. Obviously, you know, it's a privately funded organization, so there's a button there to give as well when you go to lifewise.org/DuvalFL. We are always grateful to receive all of the donations that we can get to help us to run the program. But those would be the main things that we would ask for you to do as a call to action.
Let me ask you to do this. Give that web address once again.
Sure.
And talk about the date, the time on the movie.
Okay. The website where you can go and buy tickets, watch the trailer. The trailer is very intriguing to watch. Is lifewise.org/offschoolproperty. That's the name of the movie, Off School Property. And the full name of the movie is Off School Property: Solving the Separation of Church and State, because it's a problem, right? We're solving the problem of separation of church and state. And again, that's in movie theaters all around Jacksonville. But look wherever you are listening and look and see if it's available on October 23rd for one night showing. And you can go on and buy your tickets ahead of time today.
Rihanna, a question that comes to my mind. Has there been any demographics done within LifeWise as to the age level or the grade level that's mostly affected by and or enrolled in the studies?
You know, to be honest with you, because LifeWise is available for K through 12, we have the elementary, middle school, and high school programs that are very active all around the nation. We do launch. When we launch in the elementary school so that we can build that platform, that foundation, and then build on the middle and the high school programs on top of that. But what we're seeing is once the kids get involved at an elementary level, they love it. Mm-hmm. They love, their parents love it. They're seeing the positive impacts, the changes in their children. The teachers are seeing the changes in their students. And so it ends up becoming very popular once it takes shape in that area. And then next thing you know, these kids are continuing. When they leave fifth grade, they continue on into the middle school program. When they leave the eighth grade, they continue on into the high school program. The majority of the students are enrolled in either our elementary or middle school programs. But that's a little bit more because of the fact that we're still, you know, we're 8 years in. But these children are basically kind of growing up into the high school program.
Do you find any statistical data that you have accumulated in LifeWise Academy that will give the answer? How many of these students that get involved in LifeWise Bible study, how many of those then do you see the families becoming integrated in a local New Testament church?
We have some third-party study that we have seen that basically looks at the impact, the positive impact that the character education has had, seeing the decrease or an increase in school attendance and seeing decrease in school suspensions, in school and out of school suspensions. We don't have any data that shows how much of them are going into, you know, being a part of churches and things like that nature. We just have tons and tons of stories, you know, that we love to get to read and that come in on a weekly basis and yearly basis. When the school years are over, we all as program directors, we go in and we give our data, I suppose, our information on what has happened throughout our program, how many students, how many families are now involved with things. We just don't have anything that's like, to my knowledge, that's like formally documented.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, we've got about 40 seconds left
okay.
on the broadcast. Tell our listeners again, website, mm-hmm. movie date, and how they could reach you if they
okay.
wanted to.
Movie date is October 23rd. That's coming up real quick. LifeWiseAcademy.com LifeWiseAcademy.org, /DuvalFL, so FL as in Florida. That's how you get to our Duval County. And if you want to send me an email, just go to Rihanna Sanford at lifewise.org, RHIANNASANFORD at lifewise.org. And you can send me a personal email that way.
Very good. Well, Rihanna, we're delighted that you've joined us today. Thankful for your exuberance and interest in seeing that these boys and girls get trained in the Scripture. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Looking forward to meeting you next time on the air as once again we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida. Located 1 mile south of I-295, FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's